This is Harold Covington speaking. The following is an excerpt from my novel, A Distant Thunder. It is the speech which the party's leader, called the Old Man, makes on the night of the first armed uprising of white people against the federal government since 1865, which takes place on October the 22nd in an unspecified year in the near future in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. In the name of Almighty God, in the name of a thousand generations past and a thousand more yet to come, the white men and women of America today resume control of our own racial destiny, seizing it back by force of arms from the tyranny of an alien race and their shameful hirelings of a corrupt and wicked government who have cruelly and viciously abused our people, our laws, our culture, and our civilization. Trusting in divine aid and in the truth and the justice of our cause, we proclaim the lands of the Pacific Northwest to be no longer subject to the authority or rule of the government of the United States. We declare that henceforth these lands shall be a sovereign and independent Aryan Republic, a homeland and a refuge for all of the white peoples of the earth, wherein all of the children of the sun from every one of our scattered nations across the globe shall live in peace and prosperity and dignity, free of all oppression and contamination of both the body and the spirit. In these lands, we shall at long last secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. To our fellow white men and women, many of whom shall hate and persecute us because you have been so cruelly deceived, we open our arms in love and forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, I implore you, in this wonderful moment, let the scales at last fall from your eyes, and let yourselves see the truth to which you have been so long blinded. It is for you that we fight. It is for your children and your posterity that we soldiers of the Northwest Republic will lay down our very lives without a moment's hesitation or regret. In even the most degraded and weakened among you, you will find that the ancient fire of our racial spirit burns, however low the spark. Open your minds, open your hearts, open your very souls, and let that spark of ancient pride and glory burn bright once again, as for countless centuries it burned so bright that it illuminated all the world. To the white soldiers and police of the American military forces who will be sent to crush us by the frightened, weak, and corrupt beings who rule in Washington, D.C., we say, there is more to life than a signed paycheck. There is more to honor. There is more to justice. Look into your hearts and you will know what is right. Many of you know already, but it's not enough merely to know what is right. Now you must do what is right, however hard and terrible that decision will prove. Come to our sides, my brothers in arms, and bring with you the weapons and ammunition that Zog has given you, that they might be used to redeem not only yourselves but all of our folk from an unspeakable tyranny. To the people of color who now inhabit the Pacific Northwest, we say this: we do not blame you for coming into this land to take what is ours. Time and again, over more than one generation, we demonstrated clearly that we were not willing to fight for our land, nor for the wealth that we created, nor for the homes that we built, nor for the industries and things of beauty that we had made. Why should you not follow nature's immutable law and come in your strength to pillage from a nation so weak and supine? In that, you have lived far closer to cosmic truth than we. We do not even blame you for seeking our white daughters, for they are the most beautiful of all God's creation, and who would not want them for his own? But that time is over now, and let me put this as bluntly as I can. The boss man has come home. He has been long away, and while he's been away, you have gained much from your looting of our land. Take it. Be glad of what you were able to get, and leave. Leave now. Leave while the way is still open, before white men with weapons in their hands find you and take vengeance for the evil that you have done to us. There is nothing for you anymore in this land. It is time for you to return to the many places whence you came. Leave while you still can. To the Jewish people, we say nothing. There is nothing to say. For you, there shall be only endless night. To the governments and nations of the world, and especially to the government of Canada that borders on our own Northwest Republic, I will tell you flat out that this is a private fight. Do not make the mistake of helping the Americans in any way to oppress us or do harm to the Northwest Republic. If you do, you will be surprised at how long an arm we have. To my comrades in arms, who now stand at my side, who have brought this day into being and who from tomorrow's dawn will resume the battle for our people's freedom, and to all of you over the coming days who will be joining the forces of the Northwest Volunteer Army to secure the existence of our people and a future for white children, I say this. The hard part is now over. We have once more found in our hearts the ancient courage and hardihood of our race, and against the soul of the Aryan warrior no mercenary hireling can prevail. The lion has at long last awakened, and the only conceivable outcome to this battle is our total and final victory. And those now hearing my words in Washington, D.C., know this. The United States will bluster and bully like it always does. The United States will swagger and boast. The United States will beat and bomb and butcher and torture the helpless as it always does. But the United States has already lost, and they know it. Our hearts are no longer in chains, and now no evil empire with 100 times the power of the United States can keep our bodies chained to their rotten, tottering tower of wickedness and corruption. Among our ranks there are some who practice the Christian faith, some who follow the old Nordic gods of our race, some such as myself who believe in the new dispensation of Adolf Hitler and National Socialism which was given to the world in the middle part of the last century. And there are some who follow no god or gods at all, but who feel in their hearts our people's destiny and role in the universe, and who will play their part in the struggle purely in the knowledge that it is right. I know that no one among you will take offense if, in this historic moment, I acknowledge the Christian faith of the founding fathers of the true America, and of the brave men of the Southern Confederacy who rose in rebellion in 1861 to defend that true American vision. For all of us, I therefore close my address on this night of nights with lines from the 46th Psalm. He breaketh the bow, he snappeth the spear in sunder. I will be exalted among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth, for the Lord of hosts is with us. My friends, my comrades, my soldiers, my brothers and sisters, on this, the first day of Northwest freedom, I bid you all good night. The revolution starts now. Yeah.
world to turn around. All our hopes have come to be. And people gather around. And they all brought what they can bring. And nobody went without. I learned a song to sing. The revolution starts now. Yeah, the revolution starts now. In your own backyard, in your own hometown. So what you do is stand in the rain and just follow your heart. Your revolution starts now. Yeah, the revolution starts now. In your own backyard, in